Yeah, what you laughing at all of yourself, you darn fool?
I just thought of a good riddle.
Riddle? Didn't I tell you to see how many of them suits of heavy wool underwear we got left?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, you can't count and think up riddles at the same time, can you?
I guess it was the underwear that made me think of the riddle.
Never mind. I can give you a good riddle about that underwear, too. How are we going to get rid of them before the summer sets in?
I don't know. There's 26 suits.
26 suits?
Yeah.
Well, dagnabbit, Ed, we can't carry all them over the next winter.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, that's just what I'm trying to think. We got to get our heads together and work it out.
Yeah. How'd this do?
What?
Let's run an ad in the Gazette about them and offer a back scratcher free with every suit.
Yeah, now, that might be something. It might be something that, all right. Now, bring a pencil and some paper over here, and we'll... good morning, Mr. Gaylord.
Good morning, monsieur. Do you have in your store the Amica?
I'm afraid we need. Say, what made that bump in your head?
No, I have suffered this small accident. It is for what I want, the Amica.
Oh, you mean Arnicky? Sure, we got that. Ed, bring a bottle of Arnicky over here. Yes, we'll fix you up.
A thousand thanks, monsieur. Oh, it is very painful.
Hurts, eh? Looks pretty bad. How'd it happen?
I will explain fully. As you know,
here's the Arnicky.
Yeah, sit down in the chair there, and I'll take the top off it there. Just over there a little bit. Yeah, this ought to help. How's that?
Oui, monsieur. Merci. Please, do not hold up so hard, oui?
Yes, I guess must be pretty sure, all right. Say, bring one of them clean rags, Jeb, that we were using to wash the windows. Now tie his head up.
Oh, a thousand thanks, Jeb. A thousand thanks. My head, she feels up there now.
Yes, see, that Anarchy's good stuff, all right. Now tell us, what hit you?
Well, to start at the beginning, you remember I am to make the small model of this statue, oui?
Did you get it finished?
Oui, I finished it.
I'd like to see it.
Yes, Mr. Gilroy, we both like to see it. Where is it?
Oh, monsieur, you will never see it. And what a pity. She was beautiful, wonderful, a magnificent masterpiece.
Did you get the chickens in?
A dozen of them, and so natural. One could almost hear them, what you say, cackle, oui?
Oh, that's nothing. I know a fellow that painted a picture of a hen once. It was so natural, it laid an egg.
Oh, really, monsieur, that was wonderful. Maybe one of my chickens would also, put down an egg, but now it is impossible.
What happened to it?
Oui, monsieur, I am coming through that. It was terrible. When I have the model finished, I wrap her most carefully so as to break not one little part and take her to the house of the Senator Bunge.
The Senator Bunge? Why, dagnabbit, I thought you was going to bring it over here first so Eb and me and Hector could see it.
Well, that was the plan, monsieur. But yesterday evening, the Mademoiselle Bunge called at the hotel and she said...
I was afraid that dang girl would ball things up.
Shut up. We didn't need to find out what happened. Go on, Mr. Gaylord.
Oui, monsieur. See, what you say, dangle girl, she come to see me, and she says the model must first be shown to her and this in the top.
Didn't she see it last night?
No, monsieur. I tell her she cannot see it if she is finished. I tell her it is a masterpiece.
So you took it over this morning, huh?
Oui, monsieur. But when I arrive, the senator, he is not there.
Was the eye owner there?
No, but I tell her I prefer to wait the senator's arrival before I display the model. Since the mademoiselle gives me the earphone,
full of what?
Oh, many things, mon dear. She says her family is the only one that amounts to anything in Constantin.
What? She said that? Why, dagnab that gal, she's going just a little mite too far, that's all.
Did she tell you how her pa got run out of
town? Now, Eb, better keep your trap shut.
She also speak about two boobs who have heard the general store here. Do you know them?
Boobs?
I'll be danged if I'm going to stand for that, Jeb. No. I'm going right over to
the
house.
No, you just keep your shirt on now. We'll tend to her later,
Jeb. If you refer to the Mademoiselle Bon, monsieur, I would advise you to remain away from her residence for the present. She is not in what you call it the plaisant frame of mind.
Yeah, what's the matter? Did she get mad at you?
No, oui, monsieur. But that was a little later. Then she tell me about the Monsieur Smith. Ah, perhaps it is the Hector Smith you have mentioned, oui?
Yes, that's who it is, all right. What'd she say about him?
I wish Hector was here to get this.
She see, Monsieur Smith have more money than brains.
Yeah, he ain't that way now. What else she say?
Monsieur, she tell me something which I cannot understand the meaning. Perhaps you can explain to me, oui? She say, people of Con Center are just a bunch of nanny goats.
What? Why, of all the... Did she say nanny goat?
Oh, oui, monsieur.
Nanny goat? Mm-hmm. Gosh darn it, she can't say. Mm-hmm. See, where's my hat?
Mm-hmm. Where are you going now?
I'm going out to find Hector.
No, you ain't. You come back here and let's get the best of this. We can tell Hector when he comes in now.
You can explain what the mademoiselle meant, monsieur?
Yeah, I could, but I ain't going to. What else she say?
Well, by that time, the senator arrived, and he is in a very happy mood.
Yes.
He say he is all prepped up about the statue.
Well, he ought to be, getting Hector to pay for half of it.
Keep your trap shut and let Mr. Gayrod tell us what happened.
Yes, oui, monsieur. And very soon she happened. Oh, monsieur, it is very, very sad.
Yes, well, you showed him the model, huh?
No, oui, monsieur, but I endeavored to make it very impressive. I place the model on the table, and I have arranged it better so I can lift it up similar to the unveil of a real statue. Clever, monsieur, oui?
Yes, I suppose it was. But what happened when he saw it?
Oh, be not impatient, monsieur. Then I make this speech. I tell him how I am one of the great sculptors in the country, and
yes, I know, but what...
One moment, monsieur. I tell him that the model which I have made is unique. No other statue like it has ever been designed. The great Sun Nectar shone with his favorite habit, so natural, so lifelike, so real.
Yes, but can't you tell him...
I tell him that the statue will make me famous. That it is a masterpiece.
Yes, but what did you...
Then, monsieur, with the grand flourish like this, I unveil the model.
Well, I'm glad you finally got it unveiled. Now what?
Yes, how do you like the chicken?
Monsieur, as I have said, it is very, very sad. The senator, his face turned a beautiful shade of purple. And I am afraid he has the stroke. But the mademoiselle, she is not affected that way.
She wasn't, huh? Well,
she makes tease my arm like this, and she say, who tell you to make the model like that?
Well, you didn't tell her, did you?
Oui, monsieur. And when I tell her it is Monsieur Winterbottom and Peters, oh, it is very, very sad, monsieur.
Well,
when I tell her that, she sees the model with both hands like this, and what you say, wham. She crushed the model on my head, and it fly into 2 million pieces.
Gee, holy fat. So that's how you got that bump in your head, huh?
Oui, monsieur, but that is not the saddest part.
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Gayrod? Did the senator take a crack at you, too?
No, monsieur. But after this happened, the mademoiselle, she say I must make the new model according to our instruction. And that since I have made such a mistake, she will not pay $4,000, but only $2,000. It is very, very sad, monsieur. But what can I do? I have agreed.
Well, why consign her hide? Why dead burn her anyway? That means Hector's paying for the whole blooming thing.